I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Third Eye Blind tickets coming up at 7.05. You can listen to the interview we did with Stephen Jenkins by going to radioalice.com with his video and audio, obviously, there, and at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page as well. Make it easy for you to check them out. And then 7.05, we'll have tickets for the Third Eye Blind show at the Fox Theater in Oakland on March 13th.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app you can get on your phone, and then you can listen to this show all the time.
Hello.
Like, you just put it on your phone, and wherever you go, you don't need to be within range of the radio signal. You can listen.
You can be anywhere you can get a little Wi-Fi going.
All the time.
Anytime.
Every day.
Leave us on.
Radio.com. Right. Thank you. I don't know if these pillows we have out in the lobby are available for purchase or if they come with the app or what. I don't know. Is that any
the
part
radio.
Of
the radio.com
pillows that are out there? Do they come with?
I don't know. They like threw away our Sarah and Vinny pillows, though, so that's kind of a bummer.
Oh, I didn't even. Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway.
Radio.com. We're all about radio.com.
You should get it. Yesterday, I went on Facebook and two things happened. It's so funny how that's still. For people, it's like that first person to break the news. So the first thing I saw was, Kirk Douglas just died. And I'm like, oh, geez. Like, first.
I got you. I'm the first one to tell you.
My cousin Darren was first. Like, wow. All
right. We should report it like that from now on. Well, as broken by cousin Derek.
Darren. DeFrancesco.
Oh.
Just posted.
Darren DeFrancesco.
Yeah, New York.
Who is this guy?
The New York family.
I see. Mm-hmm. Never heard any stories about Darren. How old is Darren?
Because I never saw the New York families.
I see. So
barely
you know
ever.
Of him.
They visited once or twice.
How old is he? Your age or?
I can't tell you that.
Oh.
Barely.
Does he seem older?
No, he's probably. I bet you Darren is younger. Yeah, he is, because Adam, his older brother, was more like my age, and Darren. It doesn't matter. The point is, Darren broke the news that Kirk, boy, this day, I am off the deep end.
It's fine. I'm enjoying it very much.
Put me out to pasture, and let's start over tomorrow.
Listen, the pride and joy of your life is your daughter's, a picture of your daughter's poo. Like, that's.
Look, she's healthy at the moment.
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody, please knock on wood. Thank you.
Let's keep this going.
The next news that broke was, you know how people put a background on a post and they make it big?
Yes.
And it was acquitted.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, okay, there's a Trump fan. Someone's obviously happy about that. But that was, for 1 second, huge news. He's been acquitted. And then it fell off the news cycle entirely.
Yeah. Well, because we knew.
It was a foregone conclusion.
It was.
All right. Well, there's that. So the president has not been impeached. Well, he was impeached, but he hasn't been
removed.
He was acquitted. So there's that. He'll be the Republican candidate in the upcoming election. Oh.
Yes.
And it looks like Bernie Sanders and Peter Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Are like in a tie coming out of Iowa.
It's like really, really close, and Biden's all yelling, hey, wait, what about me?
I saw some of that.
Yeah.
Well, fourth place is bad.
Mm-hmm.
For
it
someone
is.
Expected
for
to be
the
riding the Obama wave.
Mm-hmm.
It's
no,
not
thanks,
looking
buddy.
Good. There's a business, well, let me see here. It's called Munster Milling Company in Munster, Texas.
Munster. M-O-O or M-U-N?
M-U-E-N. How would you say that?
Okay, Munster. Yeah.
Right?
Like the cheese, kind of.
That's what I was going with, but feel free.
No. I didn't know if it was like a moon or like the moon.
It wouldn't be the first time you corrected me. Go on.
No, Munster. That's
Munster.
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mitch Felderhoff is the president of Munster Milling Company in Munster, Texas. The company makes dog food. So for an entire month, Mitch only ate his company's dog food. Quote, we're not going to feed your dog something unless we've eaten it first.
Oh.
So he did. Now, I am a dog lover.
Mm-hmm.
And what I will tell you is, well, first of all, dog food's pretty gross.
Freaking disgusting.
And I paid for the best stuff I could find mm-hmm. for my Willow when she was alive.
Right. Right.
That said, I wasn't buying her steak,
no,
cooking it, and giving her daily steak slices.
Right.
She was eating dog food.
Right.
Like, that's, yes, you know, there's only so much time in a day. The idea that the owner of a dog food company would eat that and show us all that he's eating it is, you're selling me.
Yeah.
Like, that sells me, dude.
So would you now, like, sign up for Moonster dog
food?
Well,
I guess I would, because I'm telling you, you're selling me, dude. If you're the president of the company and you've been involved in the entire process of how this stuff is made and packaged and sold, all right, I'm in.
Yeah.
He says, we're not going to feed your dog something unless we've eaten it first. So he did. And of course, it's a stunt, but nonetheless, it's a good stunt.
Is that all he ate for the whole month?
That's all he ate for a month.
And how was he doing?
He posted YouTube videos during the 30 days.
Nice glossy coat and good breath.
He says,
his teeth are all clean.
The first 4 days were tough, but I'm not going to lie, I actually feel pretty fantastic.
Oh.
He says, with the exception of missing the flavor of his normal diet,
right,
he lost 25 pounds. He looks great. He feels great. And he ate dog food for a month, and he's alive to tell it, to tell the story.
So this is for fat dogs? Why did he lose weight?
He lost weight because how much of that can you eat?
Well, I mean, 3 cans a day, I guess.
Okay, still, that's not what you'd normally eat. What is it?
I guess if you were just eating that, you'd be pretty sick of it. I would think by day 4, you'd be like, oh my God, kill me. What have I committed to?
We eat a lot of food.
We do.
Americans eat a lot of food.
You are not kidding, sir.
When you start cutting down your diet and you start to realize, like, wow, I was eating a lot before.
Mm.
Yikes. So he dropped some LBs, but he ate it.
And feels good. That's saying something. So would you? So if you had Willa, you'd order food from this guy.
I would. Is there a way for me to get a dog? Yeah, but I'm not going to right now. I got enough on my plate.
Yeah.
Stop trying to overload me.
I'm not.
Oh my God! Your recommendations. You know what you should do. You've said that to me a lot lately.
Well,
and you know what I should do?
You know what? You listen to me. That's what you should do. I've had a lot of really good. You know what you should do over the years.
That's
and you
true.
Have not should done them.
I can't take on any more right now. A dog isn't going to work out.
Yeah, no, I'm not recommending a dog, actually. I was actually just wondering if you would have bought it.
I would have.
Can you say the name of the place? And is there a URL so that people who do have a dog currently?
Munster Milling Company. They make dog food. I don't know what the brand is. I'm
M-U-E-N-S-T-E-R.
Not here to... M-U-E-N-S-T-E-R. This isn't a commercial for them. I'm just saying in the news, the president of a dog food company ate it for a month.
Can we see a before and after of this guy?
He lived.
Frederick,
he's happy
Huff.
To tell you about it. I'm moving on.
Oh, all right. Never mind then. He's moving on.
I don't want to go down any more rabbit holes. I've already wasted a ton of time
today. We live in rabbit holes, for God. It's safe in there.
There's a 55-year-old guy named this guy, Bruce McConaville.
McConaville.
Mm-hmm. This story's out of Canada. He's been in a long court battle over paying spousal and child support with his ex-wife. He was in court recently and told a judge he'd sold some properties and businesses for about $1 million. Then he withdrew that in cash and set the money on fire to keep it away from his ex-wife. This is this guy's deal. I'm so mad that I'm going to...
burn $1 million.
Right.
Oh my God. So he's insane.
Yes. Well, listen, the judge actually took the right stance. The judge pointed out that, quote, how does destroying over $1 million advance your child's best interests?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Bruce said, I did this out of frustration. This divorce.
And stupidity. Let's add that
is
in.
Is hurting me, and this was my get back. The judge says, all right, show me the video of you burning the money. Bring in someone who saw you burn the money. Prove you've burnt the money, and you won't owe that to your wife. He's now in jail because he was unable to present any kind of evidence that the money's been burned.
they have the receipt that he withdrew it.
The judge told him, quote,
no ash,
it's
no
too
nothing.
Hard to believe. You're going to jail for 30 days to think about what happened to that money.
Mm.
And you'll also be in the hole $2,000 a day, which will go to your ex-wife, while you think about what you're telling me.
I like this judge.
The judge really...
So he doesn't believe that he burned it.
No.
He believes it's in a mattress somewhere.
Right.
Can't they get a warrant to, like, search for the money? Like, it's got to be somewhere.
They might be able to, but I think putting him in jail and billing him...
Mm, I like that.
Is an easier start.
That's 60 grand for the
It'd
month.
Be a lot easier for him to come to his senses and say, you're right, I didn't burn it. I tried to hide it, and the truth is, it's...
in the walls of the cabin.
Whatever. In a bag, in a hole in my backyard. Whatever it is. But that's going on in Canada right now. Divorce.
It seems great, doesn't it?
Oh, God, it seems so awful. Two people who once loved each other.
I know, it's so
are
sad.
Now tearing each other to pieces.
It's really
in
sad.
Front of their kids.
Right.
Awesome. The major distraction. It almost seems like there should be divorce time off.
For like, at work.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I can't. I'm going through this.
I'm in the middle of a divorce. I can't think about anything but. Mm-hmm. It's all consuming. I'll be gone for 6 months. Doesn't work like that.
No, it doesn't.
In fact,
right.
Being an adult is hard.
Adulting.
I actually have a story about that.
Oh. It is hard. It's fun. It's funny how it builds up. Like, I watch my kids in the little carefree life that they live, you know. Yeah, it's fun being alive.
Do-do-do.
Exactly. Do-do-do. And then you just think, God, try to keep it like this as long as you can. Like, boy, it just piles on.
Right.
Just one little straw after another till finally you pull a whole cart full of hay. It's like, what is it? Like, look at Nicole. She's so young. She doesn't have a bunch of responsibilities. No kids, no mortgage. Just as long as you possibly can.
Yeah, but she's building her career.
Right.
Look at
no,
her.
No, she's, yeah, she's adding. She's got a couple twigs
it's
in the back
It's coming for her.
She's carrying some straw.
Anyway, I do have some adulting stories. Here are some of the things adults struggle with.
All right. Let's just see if Nicole struggles with any of these.
Most of adults, a lot of them anyway, say they'd be embarrassed if someone popped in unannounced because their house is a mess.
Oh.
Most adults say that's the case.
John's a neatnik. I wouldn't be embarrassed by that.
You keep
your place tidy.
You got Brenda too. I mean,
I know. Well, once a week, you know,
once
it's like
a week,
they're cleaning up after.
How
us
much
every
mess
day.
Could you make?
Well, less and less as my kids get older, man. It's great. Right. The one kid doesn't even live there anymore. All right, Nicole, your apartment. Are you embarrassed if someone walks over because it's not tidy?
Well,
she lives with,
I
her,
lived
mo-
with
her
mom. And
oh,
dad.
So yeah. Your house is fine. All right. That's right. Back to her not having any problem. I forgot about that. Okay.
How do you think she can afford to work here?
Right. I don't know what I was thinking. All right. What else?
Over half of grown-ups avoid their to-do list.
Oh, why write it then?
Well, because you know you have to do it. But it's that typical either laziness or they just haven't had fun in a day. There's plenty of days where I'm like, I haven't had any fun today at all.
I'm not doing that. Yeah, I have a tendency to procrastinate, which is why I just don't. If I have something to do,
that.
I freaking do it. Yeah, procrastinator, shame.
No, procrastinators are shame.
I know. Well, and listen, I know that that's what I'd like to do. You know, it crosses my mind, how can I not do this? And then I just go, just freaking do it. I just don't want it on my plate. I just, if it's something concrete that I can do, I'm just going to do it. Let's get this done.
I'm that guy too.
Yeah.
And I've been bringing my daughter up. When is the right time to do something? Right now.
Yep.
I've been pounding that into her head for
Nicole, you big procrastinator?
I feel like I actually was when I was in school, but when it comes to other things, like only with laundry, I can be a procrastinator. But other things, like if I have,
that's it. Like, she puts it off. She's a procrastinator. Right. Yeah. That's on your to-do list, your laundry. Yeah.
I don't have it in front of me, and I can't quote it properly. And I, however you feel about Kobe Bryant, that's fine. But he just passed away, and there was a quote attributed to him, and I really liked it. It was him saying something like, "I don't have anything in common with lazy people." I don't make excuses for why I can't get something done. I do it. And I just thought,
that's a good mentality.
That is awesome.
That's
what you need people to hear, that this is why
this is
he succeeded.
How I'm here.
It's not about that he's just been gifted.
I don't have anything. I have lots in common with lazy people. I try not
that's
to procrastinate. That is my quote. Put that up on my Instagram, would you? I'm too lazy to do it.
He's
says great things come from hard work and perseverance.
Yeah, I'll work excuses. Hard, but you know what I like? I like to lounge around, too. I'll take a day off from my life. Hell yeah, I will. I just don't want to. I'm laying here.
Yeah.
Feels so good. Comfy. Slug life forever.
Here it is. I have nothing in common with lazy people who blame others for their lack of success. Great things come from hard work and perseverance. No excuses. That's the quote. And I just thought, that is... People should see that.
Mm-hmm.
That's inspiring.
I have too much in common with lazy people. I'm inspired by that. If anything, it just depresses me.
A third of
grown-ups... I could have been at the top of the NBA, but no.
...are currently juggling too many things at once. Mm. Adulting.
It does feel like when it rains, it pours, too. Like... This week has been...
For you at home?
Just, I have like 12 things going on at home. I've got 12 things going on at work. Every time my phone rings, I go, no,
isn't
not
it funny
more.
How you get through the holidays and you expect this pace to go calm.
Right.
And then it just doesn't.
Well, sometimes it does.
Right.
But I think once in like 1989, I had a really calm January.
About a quarter of grown-ups have no idea what they're making for dinner most days.
Oh. Well, I don't know.
That happens to family. That's the family thing.
That's
where
very true.
You just go and get your own thing when you're alone. You don't even care. Well, right. Who cares? I'll go get a burrito and I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you got to plan for a family now.
Right.
Well, that's why you have a pantry. So you can go, what the hell do we have in here?
Yeah. Let's see what's going on over here. Yeah. Mac and cheese, everybody.
Yeah. Ramen pride. All right. Eggs over easy. Let's do this.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. You can text us anytime. We love to hear from you guys. And just, you know, remember that we don't encourage texting and driving. We're not trying to ask you to be in the middle of driving and texting.
Right. Don't text and drive, I think, is the quick way to say that.
Right.
Yeah. Don't wink. That's not... We don't want you to text and drive.
Right. Don't text and drive.
No, wink. Even you ruin it when you put a wink on it, Vin. You can watch this show at RadioAlice.com/watch. He's a bad person. Look at him winking.
Vinny, jeans are not supposed to go up your butt. It's not conservative. They don't go. I'm telling you, these jeans, this denim is too stiff to actually do that. Believe
so
me.
So if it does, it's too stiff to be between your cheeks.
No, believe me,
it's
there
chafy.
Was a slight, maybe a slight curve showing, and it was too much, too showy for
she
her.
She didn't like that.
She's conservative.
Contact.
That's
she
all.
Didn't want anyone looking at her
and it's
butt
fine.
Crack.
It's fine. 650 says, I wish my husband was more like Vin. He's always saying, I don't want everyone staring at your butt or your boobs.
Oh.
So there's the other side of that.
Do you want people staring at her butt and boobs?
I'm not bothered by it. Mm. But that's not, this isn't about that. The point of the story was, this is a person who I've avoided asking questions of. And the more time I spend with her, I realize my fears will never be realized. I think she just was someone who had, she didn't act out in her life the way I did.
Well, let's hope she never gets, you know, an itch to sow those wild oats, Vin.
No. I wouldn't. What is going on with your throat today? If you can't hear it.
I better dump some more coffee on it.
I know we're
don't
all.
Don't do it. Just move on from it. It doesn't.
It's
every gurgle
for
doesn't
us.
Have
we
to
just
be.
Can't help but notice.
It's,
we're wearing headphones, but we can hear your
but
gurgling.
But nobody can hear it in the real world. No. There's something clanking in the background. The shower's running. I just stop it. Let me gurgle in peace. God. Oh, my God.
My goodness.
If I could stop it, I would. Maybe I should just start pulling my mic down. Turn it back on when I want to have something to say.
Don't do that. Just relax. Don't be so surprised, though, when I'm going to say something and I hear gurgle. Gurgle.
Just ignore it.
Ignore this as you promote the celebrity
what
trash.
What you're doing has nothing to do with my sound of my gurgles. You're mean.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.